This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest spick of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit, launching Infocatusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Hey, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We would do anything we can to expose bullshit. If you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anyone who is corrupt and full of shit, no matter what side you are on. Before we get started with today's topic, we need the prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand now, but you trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you come with me, as you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers can get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. So you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen. Amen. Anyways, yeah, we got a special guest coming on the show. You know, he's a young libertarian. He's only 15. Holy shit, he's only 15, and he's already talking all that shit against the government because he knows better. So we got Charlie Peralio calling in 2 minutes. We're gonna talk about the healthcare summit and other current events and issues. He has a YouTube account. I forgot his YouTube account username. We'll get to that when he calls in. I'd like to thank everyone for listening yesterday while we were talking about how men are falsely charged with rape and how it actually deters or does not help. It actually hinders capturing real criminals. And it also prevents real victims from coming forward because it makes it harder for them to be believed. It makes it harder for them to for their attackers to be caught, because when you have a whole bunch of women lying, it sheds reasonable doubt. It brings it brings doubt to every case, because then every prosecutor is worried whether this woman is lying or not, and whether the evidence stacked against them has been falsified. And of course, then they don't want to go into the court with a failed case. And plus, you know, hey, it's just not nice. It's just not nice. So anyways, again, we're waiting for Chris Perillo to call in. While we're waiting, we get we're gonna take a quick break, a very quick break. Just to start it off, because we're probably going to get the commercials out the way. So, yeah. So with that, we'll be right back. This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel.
Just check them out. Go to thecrutchoutradioshow.com and click the top banner that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crutch Out Radio Show sent you.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27. Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
When you visit the Crutchout Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crutchout Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrutchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the CrutchShot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combat, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrutchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy sitters waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crutchout Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
This is war and it's on tonight. So get off and fight, get off and fight. You had all your life to run and hide. Let's do this.
Yeah, well, we're waiting for Chris, for Charlie to call in. We got some articles here. Greece leads Europe's winter of discontent. Greece finance mass protest ends in street battle. Strikes threaten to cause paralysis as workers reject government attempts to cut spending and wages. Hat tip to Ron Paul. We got, I'm calling Charlie right now.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service.
Oh, hell. Alrighty. Okay, it's not... Alrighty, we got ourselves. Okay, let me try and call him. We got a young libertarian Charlie calling in to talk about these the healthcare summits. Trying to get him on the line now. Where I'm talking to him via Facebook. We'll get all that information. So hopefully we can get this done. Plans to raise Spain's return. Okay. Anyways, while we're waiting, a wave of industrial and social unrest is building across Europe as workers resist attempts by governments and private companies to impose austerity policies, drive down wages and rescue some nations from near debt bankruptcy. Huge protest rallies took place in cities across Spain last night. Today, a general strike could paralyze Greece, while industrial action at French airports and oil plants, as well as the narrowly averted stoppage at Germany's Lufthansa, promise to be just the start of the greatest demonstration of public unrest seen on the continent since the revolutionary fervor of 1968. Europe's industrial economy is not clear of recession yet either, and with unemployment rising and demands for austerity growing, Europe's workers are becoming increasingly restive. Okay. Alrighty, we're gonna... Okay, let me try calling him again. Alrighty, let me add this number here.
Hello?
Charlie!
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? This is Louis B., the Crotch Out Radio Show. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm right. So, dude, you're only 15. You're not even old enough to vote. So, what? Why are you so interested in politics?
Oh, I got interested around the 2008 election. You see, I saw both sides of the aisle, the Republicans and the Democrats with McCain and Obama. I saw McCain as bad, and I saw Obama as worse. And then I just saw other candidates like Bob Barr and Chuck Baldwin, and I saw candidates like Ron Paul, and how they were just completely ignored from the whole race as a whole, and they had the best ideas out of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I was able to meet Ron Paul. I was part of the Ron Paul meetup group here in New York City. We, when he was on The View, woke up really early in the morning. It was, like, really cold as balls like it is today in New York City. We got to meet him. Here he comes. Man in his 70s walking down New York City in the dead of winter with nothing but his suit on.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah. he's not a very tall man, but to me he was huge.
When you see a figure like that, it's like a figure like that, any figure, any public figure that you see on TV, it always just comes to you.
I didn't feel like that with Obama when he was here back in 2007, September 2007, where he was talking all his crap.
Well, that's because his presidency has been a total abject failure.
Well, no. Before he was president, while he was campaigning, because, you know, this campaign was like 2 years.
The campaign was nothing. The campaign was nothing but just a bunch of, lies and things that we all knew would never come true.
Right.
Same thing with Bill Clinton, with his hope and change message. It just never comes true because we always just go back and forth between Republican, Democrat, and it's time that has to end.
Were you able to watch today's healthcare summit?
I caught a bit of it.
What are your main thoughts about it?
My main thoughts of it was that it was basically that people, just Republican and Democrat, yelling at each other and nothing got done. It was just a waste of time. They didn't really, most people thought it was just a waste of time. They had no what they were doing was they were just, the Democrats were spewing big government and the Republicans were trying to get tort reform and allowing people to cross the 50 state lines, which that's probably the best thing to do right now.
Really? I mean, my whole thing is wasting time on the whole healthcare issue is moot if no one has jobs.
The whole healthcare issue, the real way to get healthcare is to get more jobs out there and get better jobs out there and a better economy for all of us.
Exactly. I mean, one of the main things I always say on the show is the only way, the best way to fix healthcare, more jobs, like you say, by cutting taxes and deregulating certain things. I'm a big fan of hemp, industrial hemp.
Yes, exactly. I'm for legalizing all the drugs and the federal war on drugs.
Some drugs still need to be
heroin, for example. That's a perfect drug that should be illegal.
Yeah, heroin. Anything that needs to be manufactured. like meth. Any school child could go to Duane Reade, pick up some cough medicine, and make meth.
My attitude is that we should have politicians that don't encourage using drugs, but we should still keep them legal because the war on drugs is a total failure. And I think the best candidate that shows that is Gary Johnson, who is most likely to run in 2012.
Where's he running?
I think he'll run for presidency. He was the former governor in New Mexico for 8 years. He vetoed 775 bills. He balanced the budget all 8 years. He had thousands of line item vetoes. And he admits he was a former pot smoker. He doesn't smoke anymore, and he hasn't drank any alcohol in 22 years.
Okay, well, as a fellow New York boy, who we got? Basically, who we got here?
Who we got here in New York? Warren Redlich.
Ooh, okay, who's he?
He's a New York governor candidate who I think could take on Patterson with Rick Lazio. Either Rick Lazio or Warren Redlich I'd be happy with. I think Peter King could be a good senator, either that or George Pataki. I think it's going to be, my big problem is Andrew
Big Bird. Big Bird is better than that blind bastard up there.
I know, Big, God, George, don't get me started with David Patterson. He needs to just go away, resign, he needs to just go away to a fort where no, and just hide for the next 10 years, and then come back, making biographies on what it's like to be blind.
Yeah, no, I mean, why did Elliot Spitzer have to step down if he wasn't gonna be, charged with anything? He didn't use public funds for his, hobby. He didn't, he was actually going after the banks, which is probably the reason.
He knew he would get so much criticism for the prostitution thing that he had to resign, but he wasn't going to be in charge because his dad's like one of the richest men in New York. He's not going to get impeached. Nobody's going to send him to jail because he's just a rich pretty boy who thinks he owns the world and thinks he could run for president one day. That's all he had in mind.
Well, no, but he had some good ideas. In fact, I voted for Elliot Spitzer. I still kind of like Elliot Spitzer.
Even though he
had a little problem with prostitution, which should be legalized because...
I agree with you 100% there.
I mean, it should be legalized anyways. I mean, because you're really not hurting anybody if it's done the right way. I mean, you got more...
Exactly, because prostitution, it's not, the laws on it aren't working, and it's just causing more AIDS, it's causing more pimps, it's causing more crackers. If you kept it in a smart way, you'd avoid the pimps, you'd avoid these sex slaves, you'd avoid all these problems you're having, it would just be done well, you'd avoid AIDS, and things like that.
And you could get tax revenue.
Of course, just like with marijuana, let's just tax it, regulate it, and do it properly.
I mean, really, not so much, I mean, look, I'm not for regulation, like over-regulation. I mean, when it comes to marijuana, I mean, I don't partake myself, but goodness, 1 ounce of weed for someone with cancer is not enough. I mean, especially in Jersey, which they legalized medical marijuana. It's so strict that no one who really needs it's gonna get it.
Exactly. You see, you need to take the smart steps too. You need to prevent. Really, the regulation should prevent kids from getting it. It should prevent people from selling it to kids and things like that. Overall, I think someone, if they want to smoke weed in the privacy of their own home, they should be able to without the need of government getting in their way.
I mean, I'm not for kids or underage kids. Especially kids your age getting weed, but kids your age are getting weed regardless.
Exactly.
I've actually seen it. I mean, I know a kid who's 14 who comes up to me and is like, "Yo, you want to smoke? Yo, I got some weed. I got some weed." I'm like, "Yo, how you selling weed at your age?"
Exactly. You need to prioritize. You need to say, okay, it's okay for a 25, 30-year-old to do it, but when it's a 14-year-old, and even a 13-year-old, there's a problem there, and you really need to enforce at that level.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, how are you going to keep it out of their hand? I mean, it's. I mean, I'm not saying don't do anything, but it's just closer impossible to just keep those substances out of their hands. I mean, that looks like a job for parents.
That's pretty much the thing is you have to get a lot of kids that are with their bad parents, parents who are heroin addicts, parents who abuse them. You need to get them out of there.
The thing is, as we all know, CPS, Child Protective Services, is just a joke anyways because you end up putting the child in a worse situation than what they were in. Because at least they had a home, they're being fed, I mean, they're being clothed. Yeah, the parent is, you know, not optimal, but you're putting them in a situation where they could get beat up by other foster children, essentially abused by either the foster parents, or that case back in Jersey, again in Jersey, where you had a pastor who was starving the kids.
Exactly. You need to have smarter policies. I mean, with the amount of money that we spend on the war on drugs, if we were to spend that money in elsewhere areas to prevent kids from getting it, you can completely clean up the whole mess, I bet. Because half of what we spend in the courts, prisons, and police force goes to fighting a war on drugs.
Yeah, well, I mean, they also confiscate, you know, a lot of the revenue that they confiscate from drug dealers because they take their home, they take their everything their own, and they auction it off, and where the hell does that money go? Because, I mean, the federal government is making a killing. They're actually making money. It's the local level that's losing money because a lot of the money that they confiscate from drug dealers goes to the federal government immediately, automatically.
Exactly, and the federal government doesn't want states or local government legalizing marijuana, which they should be doing. In the last three presidents, Barack Obama, George Bush, and Bill Clinton, they all did drugs. They all did those things. So why is it good for them and not good for the American people to do it?
Well, because they're the elite. I mean,
they're the elite, exactly.
Is it any wonder where Barack Obama is related to Bush and he's they're both related to Clinton? I mean, they're like, 90th cousins?
Well, I'm not a conspiracy guy. I don't get into that.
It's not a conspiracy. It was Lynn Cheney, Dick Cheney's wife, that did the research, and she came out on the news.
I know.
So, I mean, it isn't a conspiracy theory. It's what they're saying themselves.
Yeah, I know. I remember hearing that on the news. George W. Bush was related to Dick Cheney, Barack Obama, Brad Pitt, Pocahontas, Vlad the Impaler, which is all proven true. But yet there's no conspiracy to an elite there yet. Overall, I think what's happening is with these politicians, they think they're so great. And if Hillary Clinton was elected in 2008, we would have had a very long period where two people were in power for a long time. You got to look at Texas with Rick Perry there, and some people are talking about him serving until 2014, and then they want him to serve later into that term. So that's an 18-year period, an entire generation where he serves as governor. So yeah,
I mean, but you don't think there's anything weird about them having some connection on a genetic level? You don't think that there's nothing strange about it?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I never have done those Ancestry.com things. I mean, have you ever done those? Because who knows who we're related to through marriage and things like that. We could be related to many people.
Right. I mean, I know IBM was doing a DNA thing where, you know, you send in a sample of saliva and stuff, and they map you genetically based on other people's samples to see where you come from. But that's the thing. I'm kind of weary of any database gathering sort of thing.
Database gathering, that's something you got to avoid. You got to avoid them just matching you up together, and because that's what happened with technology. Although technology is great and it's improved our lives in so many ways,
Yeah. You
have to beware of privacy loss through technology, which I don't think people are recognizing.
Yeah, like that whole Coke face matching software is like, oh, you put in your picture, and if somebody puts in their picture and that you guys look alike, we match you.
That's ridiculous. You see, all these things, the government would like probably to see, get their hands.
Yeah, I'd like to see who's behind that. I mean,
I'd like to see behind it too. It's probably the government can just walk in at any given time and say, okay, we want all the information you have, and those places, private or not, they'll give them to them.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because I mean, look at the cell phone towers. Those are private, and the government has how many computers, how many people working at those things. Mm-hmm. We're growing more and more towards a big brother government, and all people seem to care about is what is it going to do for them? How is it going to help them? What is it going to give them?
Hey, sounds like you're a conspiracy theorist. Be careful.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say I'm more of an anti. What the government's doing right now is the government says all they're going to do is we're going to give you just a public option. We're going to give you a public option. We're not going to take over all the whole healthcare system. And so someone will say, that's nice. I don't want government doing this in healthcare, but yet I want this. So they take it, and then 10 years later, they're going to get the things that they didn't want, which were government telling them what doctors they can do, how long they have to wait for surgery, things like that.
Right. So, moving on, the census is getting into effect next month. I have a list of 50 uses of census data. I want to go through them, and you tell me whether it is needed or not.
Okay.
Through the census. Okay. Number one, reapportioning 435 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives.
That seems fair. I mean, you should have, it should be divided a certain way amongst the 50 states. That seems okay.
Okay, so that's the census is okay for that.
The census is okay for that. The census is, I don't support the census really getting involved in asking you, how many people you have in your house, what nationality are you, things like that. But yet, overall, just saying, how many people are in this area, just to say, okay, well, this is how many people are in this area, so we should have a congressman for this area.
Okay, so it should be more of a population count. Okay.
Mainly.
Alrighty. Number two, distributing over $300 billion in federal funds.
Well, if I can tell you one thing, the last thing government should be doing is keep on spending. That's the last thing we should be doing.
Right.
Of how we distribute it amongst the people through the census. Overall, I think you should give it to the areas who need it the most.
Okay. Distributing state funds.
Distributing state funds. I have nothing against that because you need to know what areas need it the most.
Okay. All right. Number four.
Right.
Understanding consumer needs.
Okay, I have no clue why the government would need to know what the consumer wants.
Yeah, I mean, I had the problem with that. I actually,
the government selling us stuff?
Well, I mean, essentially they are.
Well, they are selling us. Well, the government is a product. We all know that. With your tax dollars, you are paying for a product, but consumer needs, I mean, that just sounds ridiculous. It should be common sense what we want. We want an efficient government that works well and doesn't get too much involved in our lives. You can see that all around us.
Okay. Locating factory sites and distribution.
Government and private enterprise, I read a lot of Milton Friedman, Walter Williams, Ayn Rand. We shouldn't be getting involved with the private sector at all.
Okay. Here's another one that's ridiculous, which is kind of duh. Planning for religious congregations.
Okay. Church and state. The government, I don't want government leaders. I don't care what your beliefs are. Just don't get involved. I don't care if you're an atheist, if you're a Buddhist, if you're Catholic, which I'm Catholic. I don't care what your religious beliefs are. Just don't get involved with politics and don't judge. I don't care what nationality, what religion you are. Just don't get involved with that.
Right. Okay. All right. Forecasting future transportation needs and improving commuting patterns.
I'm not really that sure about that. I think if it's for safety purposes, then it would be okay.
But really, that's the thing. I mean, when I actually, there was actually a census booth at a Puerto Rican festival over the summer last year. Where,
yeah.
You know, they're really selling the census to Hispanics really hard this year.
Yeah. I have no clue why they'd be doing that. We shouldn't be targeting a certain group of people, Hispanic, black. We should just go by, what are they? Are they American? Are they illegal immigrants? That's what we should be doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny because on the Spanish station, almost every 15 minutes, there's a census commercial, and to confirm, taking the census is not the law.
I agree with you. The census, I think, has gotten way too personal, way too informative. What we should be doing is just matching up, saying what is the size of the population. We should be working mainly for how big the House of Representatives should be, things like that. But the important stuff, don't get involved with religion, like what you're saying right now.
Right. Because I'm reading this, and this is just because a lot of these questions is like the free market takes care of that. Private entities already do it for a fraction of the cost. I mean,
exactly.
As you may know, the census is already over budget by $88 million.
Exactly. The private enterprise does things a hell of a lot better. They're more efficient. And government is not efficient because if you fail as a government leader, all you do is you go back. If you lose re-election as a government leader, all you do is go back home with all your phone book connections, become a corporate lobbyist, making $50,000 a month, and then for election season, you focus on the campaigns, get a new list of phone book, and then become a lobbyist, making more money.
Right. Exactly. All right. Here's the next one: forecasting future housing needs.
Why does the government need to get involved with housing needs? And please explain that to me. I have no clue what the government.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, this seems like more control, more involvement in private life. It's
government
ridiculous.
Government is a monster that needs to be captured, put in chains, and shrunken down, given a minimal amount of food so it can't grow anymore.
I say castrated as well, but that's just me.
Not a bad advice.
Yeah, directing funds for services among impoverished populations.
Yeah, directing funds for services in impoverished populations. I really don't see why that is necessary at all. I don't see why we for areas in poverty, the best thing to do would be to drill for oil, natural gas, allow the free market to deregulate, lower taxes, to allow things to allow areas in poverty to get out of poverty.
Mm-hmm. Designing public safety strategies.
Designing public safety strategies?
Yep, that's number 10.
That seems fairly legitimate. If there's a riot or anything like 9/11, a terrorist attack, something like that, then you would need a some sort of plan to keep everybody safe.
Sorry.
What?
Katrina.
Katrina. That's one of the things that I was looking at.
Failure. That's just a failure. In fact, when we get to this point, when we get to one of the point here, you know, I'll explain. But all right, number 11. Go ahead.
No, that's what I'm always for, prioritizing. You see, if the government, maybe during the census, would have taken the money that they were using on useless stuff, like the stuff we've mentioned, and focused on more stuff like public safety, like Katrina, and then that situation might have worked out better.
Exactly. I mean, the government is racist. I mean,
Government is a screw up.
Yeah, I mean, the screw up, it's, you know, I mean, I'm not gonna be like, George Bush hates black people. It's just, okay, well, maybe I'm kind of overstepping it. The government is not a racist. They just don't give a damn.
Government, with race regarding government, government most of the time uses race as a tool to get more votes.
Exactly.
Because if you can look at Democrats with Harry Reid, how he uses race, and Nancy Pelosi using race, saying the Republicans' this plan hurts black people. Well, you know what? None of them actually know what it's like to be a poor black guy living in this area. They're just using it they don't give a crap. They just want the votes.
Exactly. Alrighty, number 11, planning rural development.
That should be just left up to the farmers. I mean, really. I mean, just leave the farmers up to that.
Okay, planning urban development.
Urban development? Why should government be planning urban development? That's people's job. That's what the people should be doing.
I mean, hey, if we want to make a city, we'll make a city. I mean, you know.
Well, people come to, when there's an area that has a certain resource or it's in a good area, more people go to it because there's more prosperity there. You don't need a government doing that for you.
Exactly. Oh, hey, here we go. Here's something that's really ridiculous. Creating public and private sector surveys.
Oh, God, that's, oh, God. Oh, I can't even. Private and public sector surveys, how is that necessary? I'm getting involved in the private sector. Less than government needs to really get more involved there.
Okay, and here's like, this seems kind of redundant to me because of because of number four, understanding consumer needs. Analyzing local trends.
I don't see how that's necessary at all. I mean, local trends, I mean, what are they going to do? Does that mean the politicians are going to come out wearing, the new jeans, the new designer jeans? What does that mean?
Well, yeah, we're going to see Pelosi and FUBU.
Yeah, we're going to see Obama with one of those mohawks that they're now having, like all the faux hawks, they call them.
Yeah. every time he makes a speech through the teleprompter, he's gonna yell out his record label.
Or I don't know, yo, this is BHO.
This is Barry Sotero. What's up,
DJ? Yeah, exactly.
So number 15, conducting land use planning.
Land use plan, it's your property, it's your land. Why should government be involved telling you how you're going to use it?
Well, I mean, I don't, you're not in New York City, you're upstate New York, but especially in New York City government has gotten so huge that you need permission from the government to basically blow a fart over here. You can't just improve your house on your own property. You need special permits or they'll just fine you, which is just ridiculous.
That's just a tool for government to get more revenue.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. You can't.
It's just ridiculous. It's your property. You bought it. Now, if you were doing something that could hurt your neighbor's property, then yes, government should get involved. But if it's
exactly.
If it's just your own property and it's not going to harm anybody else, who's government? What is government's role to say? The same issue goes with back to the drug issue on that note.
Especially if you're doing something to improve your house, where to make it more energy efficient, because like Lee Doran says, I mean, we don't need the government overregulating energy. When you get your bill and it's high, you use less electricity the next month.
Exactly. You see, you could say it on a family level. If you see, during the times where gas prices were over $4 a gallon, my family, we wouldn't drive to certain places. We cut back. We drive a little bit less. Things like that. Everybody does that. And that's how you fix energy, because nobody wants to pay high gas prices. And if they are paying high gas prices, then people are going to do it without the need of government.
Yeah, or you buy a more energy efficient car.
Exactly.
Or you take public transportation. I mean, in New York City, I mean, which again, the it's so messed up over here. We got so much waste going on, but people take trains and buses because it's quicker to get around the city than driving a car.
Exactly. People use trains and buses. It's cheaper. It's quicker. It's more efficient. And you see, you really don't need government to solve your energy needs. And if government would just get out of it, I mean, the Department of Energy said we're not going to have these energy problems, and due to the Department, and the Department of Energy hasn't done a thing, so it should be just totally abolished, and let people do it. Let us drill in Anwar, let us drill in the Gulf of Mexico, let us use some nuclear power that's well regulated, of course, to prevent people from getting blown up or oil spills, but yet you should be allowed to drill, you should be allowed to use coal, oil, and natural gas along with nuclear power. And I'm for solar power and wind power, yet you just can't keep on, yet those aren't as efficient, and when they are more efficient, then we can use those.
Exactly. You know, because again, I mean, unfortunately with a liberal government does not allow for competition, which means if there's no competition, there's no innovation.
Competition is competition is the biggest thing leading to innovation. You see, the Democrats right now with the healthcare debate are saying, oh, we want to give the private sector more competition. Yet the thing is, their competition is just totally unfair. The real competition would be just allowing people to cross state lines to purchase healthcare and to get drug prices lower, allow people to go to Canada and Mexico and other countries to buy their drugs.
Exactly. I mean, I was actually having this discussion with someone. The reason why Canada's medicines are so low is because they pay double tax. I don't know if you've seen Steven Crowder's video.
No, I have not seen Steven Crowder's video.
Steven Crowder, he actually went up to Canada and he broke it down really well. It's a really well-made video, which I suggest you either you watch that and you Google 2020, whose body is it anyway? Someone posted it on YouTube. In fact, after the show, I'm gonna download it. I'm gonna download it and put it on my Blip TV account so that way people can continue watching it. He actually makes the argument and he proves it that with a receipt from Subway's that they're getting hit with they get taxed on tax.
That's ridiculous. You see, the Canadian healthcare system is going up in flames. You see, they're always saying, "Oh, we get it for free," yet they don't get it for free. The only difference is they just pay for it in a different area, and they pay the doctors like crap. So it all just leads to worse quality care. And the fact is, people always say, "Oh, well, it costs less in Canada." Well, that's because they pay the doctors less, of course, which leads to worse care. And America leads us in obesity, and if we would just allow insurance companies to charge for obesity, that would fix a huge chunk of the problem.
Hey, I'm a fat guy, chill.
I have nothing against fat guys. I have nothing against fat guys, but you should just...
I know. Actually, you know, really, I am cutting down because... last time I was in the hospitals, even though I pay for my own insurance, I just got hit with a copay that, ooh, so yeah, I'm dropping weight because it's cheaper to be skinny. So yeah. I don't need the federal government regulating, you know, how many calories I take in.
And with Michelle Obama talking about child obesity, I mean, seriously, what does the federal government have to do with childhood obesity? You know who should be involved with reducing childhood obesity? Parents.
Exactly. I mean, hey, I get nagged all the time. You gotta lose weight. Let's start losing weight. You gotta lose weight or you're gonna die in crap. And so I'm like, okay, all right. Anyways, back to the census list here. We went like on a huge tangent. Aiding in rescue and recovery of disaster victims.
If you're a disaster victim and you were caused by a natural disaster like Katrina, then we should be involved in areas like there. But yet also, I think, are the states involved with this? The federal government really should just be involved with the military, and the military should help areas like Katrina and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, tell me this. I mean, with Katrina, which the federal government just failed, both federal and state, they failed. Tell me how they're able to respond to the tsunami tragedy quickly, and now they responded to Haiti very quickly. Yet something happens on our own shores, on our own land, and well, we were debating about it in Congress for 4 days while people are starving and dying and not getting what they need, or they're getting shot at while they're trying to escape into another town.
Well, I really blame I blame the Bush administration, I blame Congress, I blame the Senate for that. But also, there was a bit of a problem with the state government. The governor of that state at the time was just awful, and Bobby Jindal, who took over after her, has done an excellent job trying to rebuild the state after that, after Katrina.
Mm. Well, I've heard some bad things about Bobby Jindal when it comes to...
I've heard some bad things about him, too, especially his speech he made last year to Obama's address, which was a failure speech. Now, he's had a couple of mistakes, and I think he compared to the governor before him. I don't have her name. I forgot her name, but yet she was just awful, and he's doing a much better job. He's one of the country's most liked governors. Okay. Not to be saying Jindal 2012, because as for president, I would definitely not support Bobby Jindal. Yet he has done an excellent job mainly in decorrupting the state and getting things run more efficiently, lowering taxes, doing things like that.
I see. Okay. All right. How's about developing assistance programs? That's number 17.
Assistance programs such as health and things like that. Government can have a role when it comes to giving tax credits to families with sick children, so overall that might be needed.
But do they really need the census to figure that out, though?
Not at all. You should just have to go in and apply for it. Show with the doctor's note saying yes, our kid has this problem. Our kid has some disability. I have a disability, so maybe you should give me some sort of tax credit. So that could work probably better than the census account.
I see. Identifying areas that need energy assistance.
You know what? If the government maybe got out of energy, we could fix it. Government gets into energy, it's just it's government has failed at trying to fix our energy needs, and government needs to get out of it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like everything the government touches, with the exception of possibly the postal service, it just turns to crap.
I wouldn't say the postal service, because if you ask me, the post office is bankrupt.
Well, there you go. All right, I could be wrong. I guess I'm wrong. Because, I mean, I'd rather ship stuff with FedEx before I ship anything with the postal service anyways.
The military, the government's main job is to hold the military, and they're doing that awful with veterans' benefits. The veterans are getting treated like crap. They botched Iraq. They botched Afghanistan. The 700 bases, it's all just screwed up.
So, I mean, should the federal government just shut down all the bases around the world and non-interventional attitude and also an isolationist attitude as well?
I don't believe in an isolationist attitude. I don't think that's right. I don't believe in an isolationist attitude. I just think we have to have a smart attitude. We have to look at every base carefully, and then we have to see where we can cut that. I think the 700 bases, they're causing the problems. They're not creating them.
Okay. All right, I'm going to skip a few of these. Planning for hospitals, nursing homes, and other health services is one of the uses for the census, is what they state here.
The government really shouldn't be as involved as they are in medicine and hospitals right now. You need some government involved in medicine, of course, to avoid snake oil salesmen and Lionel Hutz lawyers. But the government's getting too involved with medicine. It's just leading to socialized medicine and it's raising the cost of healthcare.
Well, that's the thing with the FDA. A lot of times they have this policy that a company could just pay a fee to push medication through the FDA.
That's ridiculous. The FDA should have needs to have a lot of reform to make drug prices cheaper and to go through less tests. Lee Doran was saying it, has said it many times, that we need FDA reform, and I don't think we're going to get FDA reform for a few years, for a long time.
Right. Okay, determining areas eligible for housing assistance and rehabilitation loans.
Well, certain areas and things like that. Well, if an area was like, let's say, after Katrina, or an area that's truly underprivileged, maybe they should apply for some tax credits and things of that nature. But overall, I think, like the argument I'm always saying, government should be getting less involved, because look at LBJ declared the war on poverty, and poverty has doubled since then. You can see that in Walter Williams did a documentary on that. Good intentions.
I see. Okay, designing facilities for people with disabilities, the aged, and children.
Designing facilities for people with AIDS and children. Well, I don't think certain areas should get this money, and other areas shouldn't. Overall, I think that if you have a certain amount of, I don't think you need the census to deal with this issue.
Right. Here's another one that's the WTF file. Selecting sites for retail stores and new plants.
okay, I have no clue why the government should be getting involved with retail stores. That that makes no sense to me. What? Is the government going to run your stores now? That's ridiculous.
Hey, we got the government running General Motors, so...
They run GM, Chrysler, the banks. They're going to nationalize the banks. They want to nationalize healthcare. They're taking freeze. Yeah, we really are doing the right thing here with government.
Exactly. All right, selecting sites. Conducting historical search.
Conducting historical search. You know what? You know who should be conducting historical search? Historians, not government.
Mm-hmm. All right, attracting new businesses to state and local areas.
You know what? You know, in business, everybody looks for their best interest. A businessman only cares about how they can create jobs, how they can make money for themselves, and that's what they care about. Businessmen, they don't need government to tell them how they're going to do it.
Alrighty, so here, spotting trends in the economic status of the nation.
Spotting trends in the economic status? Well, you know, with the government, I don't see how the government could help or do anything with that. The economic trends, such as whatever people are doing, whether they're buying solar panels on their home, economic trends, government really shouldn't be getting involved in that. It's the same thing with all these other arguments.
I mean, again, doesn't a private corporation do that for a fraction of the price?
Yes, they do that. They do that for a fraction of the price. And if you're not involved in the corporation, if you don't purchase from it, you don't pay for it. You choose to pay for it, not compared to government forcing you to pay through your tax dollars.
Exactly. And here's another one that's under the WTF file: conducting investments and financial planning.
Conducting investment and financial planning.
Yep.
Government shouldn't be involved with that. People discuss their own finances. And you should have people, and if a person's having trouble, they should be having people hire people to do things for them.
Exactly. How's about publishing economic and statistical reports in the U.S.?
Publishing economical and statistical reports in the U.S.? I don't see why the corporations, private corporations, can do that for much less, and I don't see why government should be doing that.
Alrighty. Again, if we got historical research, conducting scientific research.
Conducting scientific research? Same answer. Like historians should be researching history, scientists should be researching science. And corporations, they can pay scientists because they'll make more money if their research proves well.
Okay.
Let's say if you look at energy, you could look at energy such as them investing in new energy techniques, new solar technology, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I see. All right. We got, hold on. Ah, damn. Providing proof of age, relationship, or residence.
Age, that's some government, I don't know why they're getting involved with these things. I don't know why government's doing half the things they're doing.
Goodness, this should have been just put under one category. I think this is written by the government. So, conducting medical research.
Conducting medical research? Well, how about you let people, doctors do that, and private insurance companies, private drug companies do that as well. Why don't you let them do that?
Exactly. Conducting media planning and research.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Conducting media planning and research.
If the government's getting involved with the media, then they have to look at the First Amendment, which wouldn't be hard considering the fact it's the first one.
Mm-hmm. All right, serving as evidence in litigation involving land, voter rights, and equal opportunity.
What do you mean equal opportunity? Government gets to decide what's fair and what's not?
I guess so.
Okay. You see, there's always been all this legislation to say, well, as for legislation, let's say, like, colleges, like, have to accept people from underprivileged areas, you know what? You accept who gets the best grades. You don't accept from where they came from.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there are places called community colleges where people who didn't do well get to go and still get an education and get extra help and get better prepared, you know?
Exactly. It's all in the Walter Williams Cure for Poverty. Everyone should graduate from college, and it's not that hard with community colleges, and that's what they're there for. I mean, whoever says I never had a shot, you had a shot to go to high school, you had a shot to go to college, and actually on the census, because Walter Williams got this on the census, the lowest amount of people that live in poverty are the lowest percentage do these things. They don't have any children before they're married. They don't go to jail. They graduate from high school, and they do a certain list of things that it's not hard to do, and it gets you out of poverty.
Okay. Here, number 40, because I'm skipping a few, establishing fair rents and fair lending practices.
Okay, I don't know why the government should be establishing what's fair rent. I mean, shouldn't the landlord be establishing what's fair rent?
Mm-hmm. Understanding the labor supply.
That's the free market's job. It's supply and labor. The same. That's why I'm for abolishing the minimum wage, which is because the market should do that for you.
Alrighty. Assessing the potential spread of communicable diseases.
Well, as for government preventing spread of diseases, I think they should have some involvement in that to avoid these diseases getting spread, such as AIDS, which they failed to do.
To do with our borders wide open.
Oh, God. With the border, the first thing you need to do is seal the border.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why I support, like, a Chuck Baldwin, Tom Tancredo immigration stance.
I mean, hey, I'm all for, since I speak a little Spanish, going undercover and getting some of these illegals, put them in a trunk, and deporting them. That would just be hilarious for me.
Exactly. See, I mean, you need to fix up the immigration problem, which is terribly, terribly broken. I mean, government. I mean, this goes into the argument of, is government doing anything right? And my answer is no. They can't fix our borders. They can't keep our troops happy when they come home from Iraq and Afghanistan. And they can't even run the post office right. I mean, how do you expect them? And to people who say, I want the government running healthcare, I want the government doing this, look at how they handled Iraq. Mm-hmm. Look how they handled Katrina. Look how they handled the borders. Look how they handled everything. And you'll see the government is a total screw up.
Okay. Here's another one, number 47. Making business decisions.
Making business decisions. Wow. That's what you really want government doing, deciding how businesses run.
Exactly. Delivering goods and services to local markets.
Okay, that's not in the Constitution.
Drawing federal, state, and local legislative districts.
Drawing federal, state, and local legislative districts. Overall, I feel states should decide how their governments are run, and the federal government, if they want to, they should decide how many people they want to see in Congress due to the census info.
Okay, and also, here's the last one, number 50, evaluating programs and trends in different geographical areas.
That makes no sense. It doesn't matter where you live, the trends should be treated equally without government getting involved with the way things run.
Alrighty, and in fact, now I got, we went through the uses, what the government says are the uses of the census. Here are the questions, here are the 10 questions. How many people were living or staying in this house, apartment, or mobile home on April 1st, 2010?
Why do you need to know that? I don't know, I have property rights. I don't want to tell you how many kids I have in my class, in my house. If I want a tax credit for those kids, then I should apply for them without you telling me to tell you how many of those.
Alrighty. Were there any additional people staying here April 1st, 2010 that you did not include in question one? Mark X that apply, and the choices are children, such as newborn babies or foster children, relatives, such as adult children, cousins or in-laws, non-relatives, such as roommates or live-in babysitters, people staying here temporarily, or no additional people.
I don't think government needs to know that.
and it's been asked since 1880, according to them.
Oh, God. We've been on the wrong track for a while.
Yeah. Is this house, apartment, or mobile home, Mark X, one box, owned by you, someone in this household with a mortgage or loan, owned by you or someone in this household free and clear, without mortgage or loan, rented, or occupied without payment of rent?
I don't see how the government needs to know who owns the home. It's just, they should really, the census should just be used for deciding how Congress is going to operate, how things are going to operate. They don't need to know who owns the home.
Yeah, they say that this question's been asked since 1890. Home ownership rates serve as an indicator of the nation's economy.
Yeah.
Alrighty. 4, what is your telephone number? We may call if we don't understand an answer.
Well, that seems okay, because if the answer is wrong, then they should have the right to call you back and see where you made the mistake.
Okay. Well, I kind of don't like getting them. Please provide information for each person.
I see your problem with government government knowing your phone number. I see your problem there. But for some, maybe if there's like a rule saying, well, we have to terminate the phone number right after this, then maybe that could work out.
Right. Listing the names of each person in the household.
Listing the names. Why does government need to know your name? I mean, that's just stupid. I mean, they should just show you as a person, a voter, and they should just show you as a voter, and without the need of government to say, okay, well, this is your name. Why does government need to know your name?
Right. What is the person one's sex, to determine what federal money goes to which federal programs based on sex for funding?
Well, I really have no clue why government should be involved with giving you money if you're a man or a woman. I don't think that's fair, because if we're all in an equal society, shouldn't we all be treated equally, not regarding sex?
What is your age, date, and date of birth?
Okay, that's just way skipping the line. Why does government need to know your age and date of birth? I have no clue why they would need to know that.
Wow. And here's why they're selling it to the Hispanics. Is person one of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? No, not Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish. Yes, Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano. Yes, Puerto Ricano. Yes, Cuban. Yes, another Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin. Print origin, for example, Argentinian, Colombian, Dominican, Nicaraguan, Salvadorian, Spaniard.
Is government just going to mark us up by our race and our ethnic background when government shouldn't be, and that's how the Holocaust got started. They started determining people by their race and ethnic background, and that's how the Holocaust started.
See, this is, I mean, that's the thing, there's going to be a lot of Hispanics that sign this, like, hey, we're going to get money, when they're not going to get crap, so.
They're not going to get crap. They probably just want to use it so politicians know. Politicians who say we're going to offer some of the Hispanic community can go over there and do this just so they know where they are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and here's another one. What is person one's race? White, black, American Indian, Asian Indian, Chinese, Filipino, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese, other, Native Hawaiian, and Samoan? They really just want to know race. Why is race such an issue?
I have no clue. I mean, why should government know what race you are? I mean, government should just say, okay, are you an American? Yes or no? Are you an American citizen? Yes or no? And you should just answer that. I mean, they shouldn't ask you what your race is. And you see, and look at that Gates scandal with the Harvard law professor. They were saying it was due to racial profile, and Obama complained about it. And yet he's doing the same thing with the census. It makes no sense.
Exactly. Does person one sometimes live or stay somewhere else?
Why does government need to know where I'm staying, where I'm going in my free time? It's the same thing with, I believe, Oregon saying, we're going to not tax you based on the gas that you purchase. We're going to tax you on how many miles you drive, meaning government can tell where you've been driving, how long you've been driving.
Mm-hmm. So, those are the all 10 comments.
I mean, the more I read these, the more you tell me these, the more I see them, that the more it sounds like the movie THX 1138, which is a George Lucas film where government rules everything using technology.
Well, yeah, there is, if you're gonna, I know you don't like conspiracy, but there is this thing called the scientific dictatorship that is, being said that is coming soon as part of the New World Order conspiracy theory.
It's gonna be
a scientific dictatorship.
Well, I'm not a Jesse Ventura conspiracy guy, but yet I will say that, I think it's definitely true of a theory that science is being used to take our liberties. Science is being used to take our liberties because it just shows that government is using science, technology, using cameras, using, they're probably listening to this phone call right now. So we better say some nice things.
Obama's mom was a porn star. Hey, it's true.
Hey Obama, your casual Saturdays suck. I mean, seriously, I see you wearing polo shirts when you make a speech. What is that?
Hey, do not talk crap about my FUBU polo shirts.
Obama, you need to. He's trying to make himself look young by doing that. Yeah, you know, he's just making himself look like an idiot. I mean, is he going to come out with a t-shirt? What's one of these new t-shirts that
say
funny? Like that. While he's sitting down with a meeting with Vladimir Putin, is he going to do that?
Yeah, no, of course not.
I know these. Like you gotta wear a suit when you. I don't care what party you're from. You wear a suit when you're making a speech. You don't wear a polo shirt.
Yeah, no.
You want us to take you seriously, yet you're wearing a. It's ridiculous. That's something to complain about.
Yeah, man. It's just really disgusting. Well, before we close out the show, because we're going overtime. What are the main issues you feel are pretty much destroying this country?
What issues I feel are destroying the country? I feel it's that we have a government that's just, it's not listening to us. I feel taxation, regulation, all the things the government are doing that they say, when government tries to help you, they're making things worse for you because they're not fixing the problem. Government's just, government, they just want to take your money. They want to regulate you, and governments, they're trying to do the right thing. I think government's actually trying to do the right thing, and they think they're doing the right thing, when they're not really looking at the big picture. And if you look at, let's say schools, for instance, government says we want the best public schools, yet the thing is we should have a voucher system because most people don't like the public schools. Government says we're going to get everybody health care, and we're going to do Medicare, and doctors hate Medicare. We're going to do managed care. Doctors hate managed care. Government says we're going to avoid snake oil salesmen, so they have FDA reform, which doesn't work. They're doing all the wrong things in all the wrong areas, and they should be doing things in the right areas, like tort reform, and they should be focusing, they should be prioritizing on the borders, on the military, and things like that.
For the retards that are listening now, what is tort reform?
Malpractice reform. I'm a huge supporter of putting caps on things. Loser pays. Malpractice reform would be excellent.
Okay, so like, let's say someone's life gets ruined because a doctor is irresponsible. Person can only get a certain amount of money if he's affected for life.
Some people say that, but yet at the same time, you see, let's say you pour coffee on your stomach, it gets burnt. The doctor says it'll take $40,000 to fix that. You sue him for $200,000. Okay, why do you need the other $160,000?
Right. But let's say something happens where, I'm playing devil's advocate here, but let's say something happens to you, like the doctor leaves something in you and it does irreparable damage where you won't be able to work or do anything for the rest of your life.
You should really have to have a smart policy with this. You should be able to sue, like, if you're not able to work for the rest of your life, then maybe you should be able to sue, for how much you're making at your job, then you should be able to sue for that. But you have to be very careful with these lawsuits, because a lot of them are just bogus.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't a proper investigation come to play, though?
Yes, and that's why I'm also for loser pay is tort reform, because you get less people making the lawsuits that they know they're going to lose, but they just think, you know what, here's the thing, if I pay $1,000 to this lawyer, I'll get $50,000, so I might as well take the chance here and try to get something out of the settlements.
Right. Okay, so any other issues before we say goodbye to the people?
I would say taxes would be another issue. We're taxing based on productivity when we should be going more towards a fair tax or a flat tax, which doesn't tax you on productivity, and I think taxes are way too high.
Okay, quick question. What are your, well, before we get to like the flat tax and the fair tax, because I've been hearing a lot about that, I don't know that much about it, but what do you think of people saying that there is no law stating that they have to pay federal income tax, like Sherry Jackson, who's in jail right now?
I have no clue. If you're going to pay, you know, if you're going to pay taxes, unless you plan on using no government services, if a country declares war, you're going to be taken in result of that war. You have to pay taxes for something. Taxes are necessary. I'm going to say that the level of taxation and how we're taxing that needs to be truly reformed.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but there is no constitutional law stating that you have to pay income taxes, that the government has the right to take money from your paycheck, because this is what I'm getting from America Freedom to Fascism.
The founders ever saw what we're doing in terms of taxation, they would be ashamed of us, because, you see, originally we were supposed to be taxed only through tariffs and fees and fees and things like that, but we were never supposed to be taxed based on income.
Right.
And the income tax, Ron Paul said it, it's servitude, it's slavery to government.
I see.
Now, the flat tax is still income tax. It's at least done on a proper level, which, and the real thing, a tax I'm for is a fair tax, which would be a national sales tax. So you can write your own tax code. So out of protest, you could say, you know, I'm going to cut my spending in half, and if everybody did that, then government would get half as much revenue.
But that means a lot of states will not be getting revenue because all that sales tax is going towards, or it's going to be a higher sales tax for people.
It would be the same thing like the New York State has a income tax that's separate from the federal income tax. It'd be the same thing with the sales tax.
Yeah,
and you'd get rid of the income tax and all the other taxes except for, I believe, the sin taxes, because we just don't want people drinking, smoking, and shooting each other.
Oh, so you're against guns?
No, I'm strongly pro Second Amendment. I was just saying that because you don't get rid of the sin taxes. I'm strongly pro Second Amendment. I think
sin tax is like what, like porn and stuff like that? Because I know
Some sin taxes you keep. I mean, I don't think. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of sin taxes because they say we're going to do it to reduce smoking and gun violence and things like that. But if they're just a tax, just admit it. I mean, you could say, okay, we're going to tax it, but just tell me it's a tax. Don't tell me it's for reducing smoking or drinking.
Right. I hear you. All right. Well, what's the flat tax?
The flat tax is basically just you get rid of our entire tax code except for sin tax, of course, and you just put it in one flat income tax where everybody pays the same rate regardless of their income, and if they make above, I believe, $30,000 a year, which would probably lead to more fairness, which I believe would lead to fairness because, you see, if you work hard, what the government does is they tax you more.
Yeah.
Under this, you work hard, you get to keep more of your money.
I see. So the government will still get a revenue, though?
The government will still get revenue, yes.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you, Charlie. Charlie, where can people find you? Why don't you just...
If they want... There's two ways to find me. One on my YouTube channel, CP Black Angel 88, and also through Facebook, you can find me on the Common Sense Movement, where that's where I do most of the thing. I put links on the site. They're great, great links. We have right now over 500 members, and we're hoping to get 1,000 soon. So yeah, that's where I'd like the people to really look me up, and I talk to them all the time. I'll send them messages. I'm Charles Pratt on Facebook. Friend me, send me messages.
Alrighty then, thanks for coming on. We're going to be closing out the show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Thank you for downloading. As always, we're on iTunes, Zoom, Zencast. Definitely, I'd like to thank everybody. If you do not believe what we say here and you're not willing to keep an open mind, you know, and actually look into this, F you, pretty much. And, yeah, so that's it. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, and as always, we kick the issues in the balls. And, yeah, there you go.
Thanks for having me on.
Alrighty. See you later.
Hope you're alright. It's been rough for me.